This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The next speaker is Ruth Reading, who is a senior program advisor with the Victorian Department of Health. Ruth has the diversity portfolio in home and community care, or HAC, in the aged and aged care branch. And Ruth has been, I've been working with Ruth around the development of a diversity framework for HAC services that includes older LGBTI people. So welcome, Ruth.
Firstly, I'd like to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and I pay my respects to elders past and present. I also acknowledge any Aboriginal people who might be here today. And for those of you who heard my earlier presentation, just daydream off into somewhere and just put up with it for 10 minutes and then I'll be gone from you. The Victorian Home and Community Care Program is funded jointly by the Commonwealth and state governments. And in Victoria, we have 460 HAC-funded organisations. And this includes 79 local councils, 23 Aboriginal community-controlled organisations, 77 health services, 36 community health services, and 56 culturally and linguistically diverse organisations, or CULD organisations. And the combined total HAC funding for these organisations is $630 million. So it's quite diverse. We have large and small organisations and specialist organisations and generic organisations. So the HAC program provides funding for services that support frail older people, younger people with disabilities and their carers. And these services provide basic support and maintenance to people living at home and whose capacity for independent living is at risk, or who are at risk of premature or inappropriate admission to long-term residential care. The HAC program has a focus on five special needs groups. I don't particularly like the word special needs either, but at least we stand out, that may experience particular difficulty in gaining access to HAC services. Now, these groups are people from Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander backgrounds, people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds or CULD backgrounds, people with dementia, people living in rural and remote areas, and people experiencing financial disadvantage, including the risk of homelessness. And over the past few years, the Victorian HAC program has implemented various strategies and projects aimed at improving access to HAC services for those who are most disadvantaged. And most of these initiatives have been directed towards improving access for CULD and Aboriginal communities. Then from 1997 to 2009, all HAC-funded organisations, with the exception of Aboriginal organisations, were required to submit cultural action plans targeted at the CULD communities. An evaluation of the cultural planning strategy recommended that the Department of Health focus on HAC diversity in the broader sense, hence the development of HAC diversity planning and practice, which was developed in 2011. So what is HAC diversity planning? It's a strategic population planning approach to HAC service delivery that is underpinned by three principles. One is equitable access to HAC services by eligible people, regardless of their diversity or disadvantage, based on their assessed relative need. The second is a sensitive and responsive approach to planning services that acknowledges a community, a group, and or individual's uniqueness and complexity of need due to diversity. And thirdly, consideration of diversity as core business and central to strategic planning and leadership. In particular, diversity planning focuses on the five HAC special needs groups that I mentioned earlier in a way that recognises the commonality between people as well as the difference within groups and responding to the difference. The different characteristics include but are not limited to diversity of age, gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, faith and spirituality, and socioeconomic disadvantage. All 460 HAC-funded organisations were required to develop diversity plans for the HAC triennium from July 2012 to June 2015. And the process of developing and documenting their diversity plans required HAC-funded organisations to gain an understanding of their client, sorry, their target population in their catchment area to gain an understanding of the diversity of their current clients and of their organisations, and then to look at their catchment area target population, look at their client base, and then compare these and work out where there might be access issues due to diversity. They were then asked to develop up an action plan and to set priorities, and the actions needed to be have measurable outcomes. Then they're required to implement the plan, monitor the plan against the outcomes, and review the plan and use what is relevant to develop the next plan. So all agencies put in a plan by January 2012, and we're now in the process of the agencies updating their plan, so it's a dynamic process for this next financial year. So the monitoring of diversity plans will be on an annual basis by the Department of Health regions and triennially through the HAC Community Care Common Standards quality review processes. In 2012, the Department of Health developed the HAC Diversity Advisor role to support organisations in their diversity planning processes. Three regions have the HAC Diversity Advisors, and the rest will be rolled out very shortly. So how did we incorporate GLBTI into diversity planning? Considering we've got 460 HAC-funded organisations in Victoria, and a lot of them are quite diverse, there's very little data on GLBTI, and also it's a new area for HAC in Victoria. So we did this in a number of ways. The first was that we established a diversity working group, and that had key peaks and key stakeholders from the sector on that group to guide the implementation of diversity planning and across Victoria. And Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria were a major part of that group. Secondly, the Department of Health developed a diversity planning guide to assist HAC organisations to develop their diversity plans. And the guide included a section on GLBTI, and GLBTI was mentioned throughout the document, such as in the case studies. And as I said in my earlier presentation, we say GLBTI in Victoria because the Commonwealth uses LGBTI. The Victorian government, or the minister, uses GLBTI. The department then held diversity planning forums across the state, and GLBTI was included as case studies. Quite often in the previous years, we always had a conversation in our policy, then we tacked on Aboriginal and Cold at the end. I think we've changed that process now, and the Department of Ageing and Aged Care branch is actually incorporating diversity throughout their documents, which is good right from the very start. Inclusion of GLBTI in the development of the diversity planning guide and talking about GLBTI to the sector has generated considerable interest from the HAC organisations. They don't quite, perhaps they may not quite know what they can do in this space. They're having a better time than us. This is a very dry presentation. So with all this focus on this, I just have to raise my voice a bit, won't I? With all this focus on GLBTI, it's just been a groundswell of interest. So it's really great that there's the Commonwealth LGBTI framework, and then the state is doing, you know, it's got Ministerial Advisory Committee, and then in HAC we're doing this work as well. So there's a lot of agencies out there that are really keen to be responsive to the GLBTI community. They may not know how, and I think it's keeping the momentum up through lots of different ways. So as a result of the sector interest, late last year, the department provided one-off funding to the Municipal Association in Victoria in collaboration with Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria to pilot two types of training for the HAC sector. The aim was to develop a training package that could be included in the HAC training calendar or purchased by HAC organisations. The first type of training is a GLBTI introductory session that provides historical background on GLBTI and the modern context. The second, called How to Create a GLBTI Inclusive HAC Service, builds on the introductory session and is a series of three workshops to support the development of services that are inclusive for GLBTI people. And to date, there's Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria are doing the training. To date, there's been a very positive feedback from the pilot participants, and there's considerable demand for future sessions. And the department will definitely consider incorporating GLBTI training into the HACT statewide training calendar following the pilots. And the Department of Health and Ageing and Aged Care Branch has recently developed a GLBTI reference group within the branch. So I'm actually quite proud of our branch, the way that we haven't done anything in this space before, and now we seem to be tumbling along. And now it's up to Catherine to keep agitating and other people to keep agitating, keeping us on our toes. And there is the interest out there in the community. There is the interest in our community as well as the service providers community. And it's how can we keep the momentum going, I think, is the most important thing. Thank you.
The document that you were talking about, Ruth, which was the diversity planning resource, is a really good resource. If anyone, it's on your website. We'll put it on Val's Cafe website. It's a really good resource, and there's a chapter in it on LGBTI people. And I think the other thing that I'd like to say is that you've really changed the face of, or the interest in, LGBTI inclusive practice in Victoria. And one of the things that I said to you earlier was that the level of interest in education around LGBTI people has just grown exponentially with the diversity planning in Victoria. So it's a really lovely model, and I think you're making a difference without me needing to agitate at all. So thanks, Ruth.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.